Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Judgies podcast. We are your judgers. We are the Judgies. We judge you. I am Josh.
No, I'm Rick.
And I'm Christian.
And this is just a fun little podcast where we like to judge internet stories from mainly Reddit, but really can be anywhere. Mm-hmm. We'll delve into some Zodiac stuff.
We also just judge everything and everyone, yeah, for any reason, even including ourselves.
I judge myself more than anybody does.
Well, not more than me.
Name one thing about me that you can judge right now.
You know, facial hair, maybe try going out a little bit better.
All right, if you want to email us, that's fuck. All right,
I couldn't think of something like
not real.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't know, maybe be a better friend next to Jesus. Holy shit.
No, I take it back. Maybe like lose a few pounds.
I was just gonna say like maybe be funnier. I don't know.
Those are my three biggest insecurities, is facial hair,
sensitive
weight.
Sensitive about this.
Facial hair, weight, and not being funny. Holy shit.
But see, that's how you know we're your best friend, because we, A, know what you're most insecure about, and B, tell you like it is.
So I need to lose a few pounds?
No, I'm just kidding.
C, we actually don't like you that much. That's how you know we're your best friends.
Because we're the only ones that still tolerate you.
Also, we live in a very rural area. There's not a whole lot of options.
That's why you're using a friend-finding app to go find other friends?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right, okay, hold on.
No.
We're calling each other out too much.
How is that calling you out?
Let's go back to judging other people on the internet.
Hold on, 1 second. We never got to actually say it. We went in too hot. You guys ready? 1, 2, 3.
The Judgies!
That's the podcast you're listening to.
Hey, I got it this time. Really proud of myself.
All right, well.
How are you feeling, Josh?
You know,
still reeling.
Things have been better in my life. Nah, they haven't. So this is my episode.
It's all about you, boy.
Hell
just
yeah.
One thick sewed. You're just going to just give it to us.
You drop it like it's hot.
It's my birthday month. I'm spending all this month treating myself because nobody else is there to treat me, I guess. I'm letting my facial hair grow out, you know, who cares what it looks like? maybe put on a few June pounds, but that's all right.
I mean, to be honest, Christian's only saying that because he can't grow facial hair himself.
Neither can I. I have a mustache and that's it.
You
and that just makes me feel like a pedophile.
Both under this bus. Why would you do this to us?
Because Erica's the only one here who can grow a mustache.
just ask her mom.
Yep, that's true. That's fair. All right. I asked for that.
All right. I have a... This Am I the Asshole post has been eating me alive. It is so fucking good. The title, which I will read.
We'll be the judge of that, if it's good or not.
Did we get that? That was really good, Erica.
Thank you. I was trying to get it in sooner, but I'm a dumb, stupid woman, so it took me a minute.
Why would you say that?
Well, we're judging each other, right? Is the whole thing?
Yeah, not ourselves.
Oh, right, just each other.
I can call you a dumb, stupid woman.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry.
But I wouldn't, because you're a queen and you slay.
Thank you. Oh, Joshua.
Yeah, so...
We're starting my birthday month a month early.
Kind of makes you feel bad for saying I need to lose a few pounds.
Yes. I don't think that you do, but...
All right, if you don't laugh from this title, you don't have a humorous in your body.
I love a good anatomy joke.
Am I the asshole for calling my brother a piss baby?
Uh-huh. Don't even have to read it. I know. It's a no.
Okay, are we the asshole? Okay.
All brothers are piss babies.
My brother, 27 male, lives with my parents and I, 16 male. My brother is a nice guy / incel. He's constantly ranting about how girls won't go out with him, and how apparently they're all dirty whores for not liking him.
Oof.
My parents seem to only encourage this behavior. What's worse is he's a gym teacher, so his female students, some of whom are my classmates, are exposed to his nasty-ass attitude. Last night, my brother went on another long rant about the latest girl who managed to resist his nice guy charm. He kept going on about it, and I got annoyed because of it. I told him, maybe if you weren't such a piss baby, somebody would want to date you. In parentheses, piss baby was said because my parents have forbidden the term incel in our house, because my brother gets upset over it. Also, it was the first thing I could come up with other than incel. End parentheses. Surprise! My brother gets upset about it. My dad tells me to apologize to my brother, and I tell him I wasn't going to apologize to a nasty-ass piss baby.
I ain't saying sorry to no piss babies. Never in my life.
My dad tells me to apologize to my brother, and I tell him I wasn't going to apologize to a nasty-ass piss baby who goes around treating people, mainly women, like shit just because he's a nice guy. Things escalate to where my dad, brother, and I are all screaming at each other at the dinner table. It ends with me being told to find a friend to stay with for the night because my parents and my brother are so disappointed in me. I got a long voicemail telling me how disappointing I was. I got told I went too far and should regret my actions. I don't regret my actions, and I don't think I went too far, but whatever. Am I the asshole for calling my brother a piss baby?
No. It's gonna be my new insult to everyone. You fucking piss baby.
You piss baby. You little piss baby. Oh, what are you gonna do? Go piss on yourself? This piss baby?
The brother fucking sucks. What a fucking baby. He is a piss baby. The fact that he can't be called an incel. He's like, that hurts my feelings. I'm 27 and that hurts my feelings. Mm-hmm. You're a fucking piss baby. This dude is so right.
How good is it that, like, this, I mean, it's the perfect example. Teenagers are so good at coming up with insults where he's like, I don't know, first thing that comes to mind, piss baby. That's so good. That's such a perfect, like, it's demeaning, it's demoralizing, yeah, it like clearly struck a fucking chord. Uh-huh. A 16-year-old kid had to go find somewhere else to stay because a 27-year-old man couldn't get called a piss baby.
Because he clearly is one.
Yeah. Holy shit.
He is a full-on piss baby. That's the thing, like, he's an asshole, he's just a fucking piss baby.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of removed comments on this post.
Just a bunch of fucking incels.
It's got, yeah. We'll go to controversial.
Just some good guys. What bullshit is this?
You're the asshole because this is fan fiction. Someone's saying it's made up. Honestly, if it is fanfic, great job.
That's good. Got a laugh out of us. So
I mean, I am like generally very skeptical of what I read on the internet and think a lot of this stuff is made up, or like, it maybe like this story isn't completely fabricated, but like he's telling it as like after the fact and like saying like, oh, I should have called him a piss baby, and then going and writing this whole story about how he called his brother a piss baby in this whole, like, fabricated story, but still fucking gold.
Very funny.
I agree. We need to use piss baby as a regular insult. We need to normalize piss babies.
Yes. That's brilliant.
So, Christian, I see you didn't do the laundry today. What are you, a little piss baby?
Oh, no.
You know what? Now that you framed it that way, I get the brother's reaction. Erica would be kicked out of the house if she called me a piss baby for not doing the laundry. I'd say, Erica, call my mom up because I'm leaving.
I'm going to Josh's house to spend the night. He won't call me a piss baby.
He lets me play Dynasty Warriors as much as I want.
I literally, we're not even going to get into that.
Does a piss baby grow up to be a shitlord?
Wait a second.
I think you discovered something here.
Piss babies go to shitlords who turn into...
You got it. Work on it.
Chew on it a bit.
Fuck boys?
Mm-mm. No, it's fuck boys, then like into cousin. Piss baby.
That's like a... Asshat?
Mm-mm.
Doodoo head?
There you go. That's the one.
Piss baby, shitlord, doodoo head.
Yep.
Nailed it. Oh man, the title of that is just, there's really nothing to say. Am I the asshole for calling my brother a piss baby?
Like, what is the consensus? Is everyone saying that he's not the asshole?
Yeah, not the asshole. And that's what a lot of the comments of, like, they're saying, like, you know you're not the asshole. This is a validation post. It's like clearly a 16-year-old getting kicked out of his house for, like, calling out a brother for being a piece of shit isn't you being the asshole. But what a shitty parent, assuming this is true, what a shitty parent to kick out a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, also, like, the parents have to know his fucking brother is just... Something's not right up there. Because, like, one, he has a real job, but he's still living with his parents. And, like,
his parents student are loan still... debt's a real issue.
Yeah, you can't fault him for that, but, like, to be, like, a piece of shit about it.
Yeah.
But how many families do you know where they just coddle the firstborn because it's the firstborn?
Excuse you. That sounds like a secondborn child point of view.
Well, I mean, secondborn child are piss babies, so...
Clearly. I'm the only one in this little group here that's firstborn child, and I can guarantee you I was not coddled. I got shit harder than my sister.
I'm not saying they always
did.
Are, but, like, some families, just because they're the oldest... And, like, there's a big gap, 11 years. Like, sometimes families will just coddle the older sibling.
But even in, like, large gap age groups like that, like, my sister is 8 years younger than me. My sister got... She never got in trouble. Actually, that's a lie. She got in trouble for everything, but she was a little shithead. She was a piss baby.
Hang on.
Choose that.
What comes first, shithead or piss baby? Because there's shit lore.
Well, shithead, to be fair, I didn't know piss baby was a valid insult until 5 minutes ago. So
it's got to be piss baby into shithead into shit lore.
Yeah.
That works, yeah.
I'm glad we got that sorted out.
That is the Pokemon evolution chart of this. It is... Piss baby, shithead, shitlord.
Go, piss baby.
Piss.
Women aren't nice to me. Go, shitlord.
I don't think you can say anything that shitlord actually say. It would be bleeped out. Too many bad incel names.
I guess that's it for the first one. Very simple, but man, is it fucking good.
It was very good. All right. I enjoyed that.
This is another... Reddit post on Today I Fucked Up.
Oh, I love those.
So yeah, there used to be a website just called, like, it was just tifu.com, I think. Did you guys ever go to that website?
No, I had friends back when I was a website.
I think it was, or maybe it was just like Today I Effed Up. I don't remember what the URL was. But people would go on and submit stuff, and then people would upvote either with, like, yes, you fucked up, or no, you didn't fuck up, and, like, the most fuck-ups would go to the top.
You're jogging my memory. I'm starting to recall this.
It's but
this
is the same concept as Reddit, so, like...
Yeah. It was pre-Reddit being huge.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It was probably, like, 2007, 8. This is Today I Fucked Up by Coming in My Pants while my mom showed me a picture of Jesus.
Huh? Is there a story with this? Is there an explanation?
I don't want any more explanation.
This is a very long story, so feel free to interject with quips or statements or funny...
Or judgments.
No, I'm going to sit there quietly and listen. Really take it all in.
Starts off strong. I am a man. Man in quotes.
Oh.
They don't ever, like, imply in the rest of it that they're, like...
Like trans or something?
That they identify as a man, but yeah, they're a man. I'm a man of 21, living with my relatively conservative and religious parents while I go to college. My parents' house is a one-story, cheaply built house. This means that the walls are paper thin. You can pretty much hear any normal volume conversation from anywhere in the house with pretty great clarity. In my case, doing the business is an allowed activity, so I don't have to worry about timing my strokes to the whir of the AC unit to mask the sound.
Wait, it is allowed or it isn't?
It isn't allowed. So he doesn't have to worry about timing his strokes with the whir of the AC unit.
How loud is jerking off?
How do you, if you're claiming that it's not loud, how do you come up with the analogy of timing strokes with the whir of an AC unit? Okay, wait,
it's not allowed? Like, it's forbidden? Or it's not a loud activity?
No, it's not a loud activity. So it's not noisy.
Gotcha. Okay.
So he's claiming if it were noisy, he would have to time his strokes with the whir of the AC. This man's writing Robert Frost limericks. Talking about fucking stroking his meat.
Taking the stroke less traveled.
Oh, God. A plus.
Two strokes diverged on my yellow wood. And I took the stroke less traveled. I more have to worry about the activity level of those around me, as it is frequent where my parents will come into my room to talk to me or ask me to do tasks. With that being said, I have been caught off guard quite a lot, and I have my lockdown protocol in place to lower suspicion and avoid getting caught. One of the tactics of this lockdown protocol includes the time it takes me to answer a knock on my door. This, consequently, is also the fatal flaw that now has me recounting the traumatic events of today. I figure that the quicker I answer a knock with, "come in," the less suspicion I draw. I personally feel that if I were to yell, "hold on," and take like 10 seconds to hide the evidence, I would be raising the level of suspicion.
Alright. It's a solid assumption.
Fair. Now, some may think that the tactic of answering as quick as possible is dumb. However, I have a little hallway inside of my room, which is about 3 feet from the entrance of my door to my bed, cutting off line of sight to anyone who even fully steps into my room. For the most part, my family never fully walks into my room past the hallway because they know that sound travels and that they don't have to make eye contact with me to get whatever they have to say across. However, tonight, my mom, who has gotten into painting during the quarantine, had a new piece of art to show me. So it's about 7 p.m., and I can hear that my parents are in the living room down the hall watching their favorite TV shows, which they do for an hour or so every night before dinner. So I figure that now is a good time, as any, to get busy, since I wouldn't be interrupted. I was wrong. No one was watching the TV, and my mom was in her office right next to my room, scribbling away at our Messiah.
This was all a diversion. They were trying to catch him. We'll leave the TV on so he's not suspecting us.
The folly of my judgment became clear as day when I heard a knock at the door just as I had passed the point of no return. I scrambled to hide the evidence as the words "come in" left my mouth. As I pulled my pants up, my mom turned the corner with a freshly painted picture of Jesus fucking Christ, holding the hand of a little girl whilst they strolled down a dirt path in a meadow.
Oh no.
I stood there looking into the eyes of Jesus while my mistake soaked my inner leg and sock.
Oh god.
Oof. Oh my gosh. Sock? Wait.
Side?
Okay.
No.
Sock?
While my mistake soaked my inner leg and sock.
So, he would...
I guess he's coming into like a sock.
Or, like, is it...
How fast...
Drizzling down? He's laying
down, so I don't think it's drizzling down.
Gravity's not under.
Also, like, how liquidy is his cum, and it's instantly just from dick to thigh all the way to sock. It's not, like...
Soaking
his sock, too.
This man's coming tsunamis out here.
Oh, God.
Impressive load, bud.
Yeah, that took me... When I first read this, I was like, inner leg... Like, was he standing up and came downwards. Like
what? That's what I thought too. I was like, how did he?
So he must have like a sock ready to catch it.
I think that's fairly common for people
to classic move.
Use a sock.
Bold strategy, Cotton.
I have no idea how any of that works. So,
well, someday if you become a mom, you'll see.
But at that moment, I realized that this was only the beginning of my problems. I began to wonder why, in such a dark room, I was able to see the face of our Lord and Savior so clearly. It was then that I realized that in my rush to save what pride I had left, I had pulled my phone by my earbuds onto the floor, showing in glorious 1080p HD what could only be described of as sin.
Oh no.
I rushed to put my soaked foot. Hang on, no.
He came out as foot?
To put my soaked foot over the screen to possibly save myself from Chris the eyes of the Lord. Out. This man jizzed
I'm just
on his
trying
foot.
To do the math. I don't get.
Oh no.
Because he's saying he's in his bed. But he's somehow soaking his inner leg and foot.
I mean, he's like, is he sitting, like, cross-legged?
Maybe, yeah, maybe he's sitting Indian style. Maybe he's sitting crisscross applesauce.
Hands in his lap.
He's going for the old fabled self-suck.
The hands are in his lap.
The hands are in his lap.
That's the whole saying. Crisscross applesauce, hands in your lap.
Oh, I've never heard that.
What?
You're making that shit up.
I'm not. Ask any kindergarten teacher.
Something's in his lap.
That's the joke, Joshua.
Yeah, but I made it.
You know, and now that Josh said it, it's pretty fun.
I hate both of you.
With the lack of reaction from my mom, I figured that she hadn't seen what was on my phone, only fixated on my reaction to her new creation. I try to pick up my phone, mashing buttons on the sides, hoping to find the power button to turn it off. Unfortunately, at the same time, I was trying to disconnect my earbuds to put my phone into my pocket as quickly as possible. The combination of both frantic actions led to the high decibel release of pain and pleasure that filled the room and serenaded the ears of my poor mother with the sounds of some woman being ass-blasted by a well-endowed gentleman.
Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ.
My mom exits the room. Exactly. My mom exits the room with not another word spoken. It's been 2 hours. The house has fallen silent. I fear that my time in this house has come to an end. I will live the rest of my life wandering the streets homeless. Hoping one day to repent for my sins.
How? I'm still caught up on how he came on his own foot.
Soaked his own foot and inner thigh. He had to have been sitting crisscross applesauce.
Yes.
There's no other mathematical way that you hit your inner thigh and soak your sock. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. Like, the geometry isn't working out on any of this. Even legs crossed. You're... How,
Sway?
Yeah, that's, yeah, how.
Generalized update and edit. It's the next day. I've crossed paths with my mom a few times, and she's been kind of quiet. She doesn't seem too cross, so I'm going to stay under the radar and write it out the best I can. My parents have really mellowed with age, and I feel that this may have just been more awkward than wrong, and time will probably alleviate the tension. I've read through some of the comments, and I would like to thank you guys for the humorous and lighthearted responses. Really helps take some of the anxiety out of the situation. I would like to address some other types of questions to give a better understanding of the situation. 1. I don't have a lock on my door, and I couldn't get one. My parents' theory on door locks is, if you're going to do something that requires a locked door, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. That's really... I hate that parenting. That would drive me insane. Like, you gotta give your... I mean, he's 21, but at some point, you gotta give your kids...
When did I miss that he was 21?
He's in college, living at home. He's 21. You gotta give your kids privacy.
He's not even a kid anymore. Although, he's an adult man. Of course he's going to jerk off.
To be fair, he said, come in.
No, he said, I'm coming!
Yes, 2. Yes, I know I should have done it in the bathroom. And yes, I should have done it when no one was awake. However, as the title suggests, today I fucked up. I fucked up everything for the situation, from my conditioning to respond to door knocks the way I do to my inability for self-control sometimes. 3. The phone. I know what video players across all modern phones pause the video when audio device is connected or disconnected. However, on the website that I was using, touching anywhere on the screen plays and pauses the video. In my anxiety-riddled, fat-fingered attempt to hide the phone, a brush against the screen was bound to happen.
More like fat-fingered. Sorry. It's bad.
Look at this. The jokes on this one.
It's a bad one.
Boo.
That's fair, yes.
Boo. 4, it's fake. Everything is fake. Nothing could ever be real. You're just living in a simulation that is tailor-made to anger you by filling Reddit with creative writing papers. What horrors it must be that you alone have to endure such torture, to be exposed to such inhumanities. Thank you so much for being the one to decipher the falsities of our universe. If only my programmer overlords who made the simulation could have made me in your image to be a truth seeker, what a life that would be. /S. So apparently a lot of people are saying it's fake.
Joshua is one of them.
No. It is very well written. This dude is very clearly, like, well read and, like, he's a very good writer.
Yeah. For being, he must be fairly smart. Why wouldn't he just jerk off in the bathroom? He lives at home. He knows he has thin walls.
Like he said.
Just jerk off in the bathroom.
The title of it is, Today I Fucked Up. Yeah. He knows that he made a mistake.
He paid for that. He had a whole plan. He should have known better.
I don't see anyone talking about... Oh, here we go. Hold up. Do you wear thigh-high socks? Or are you hung down to your ankle? 5 question marks.
Did he respond?
Oh, I'm looking for it.
I'm waiting for that. Oh, so crisscross applesauce. How do you jerk off?
I mean, that's the only thing that could even closely make sense. How?
Yeah, no, he didn't respond to it, unfortunately.
Is he, like, sitting off the edge of the bed, and it's like...
Maybe.
Oh. That could make sense. I
mean, this is more of a visual thing, guys, but...
If you're sitting, like, with your feet hanging off the bed... But, like, again, why are you coming down? If you know, like...
He had just a wicked...
Some arch to it?
Yeah, just straight up, straight back down.
If you know, because he says, like... He's at the point of no return, meaning he knows he's about to come. What the fuck was his plan to come? Just come on himself and then figure it out later?
Yeah, sometimes people are just wild like that.
I mean, kudos, I guess.
Gotta live life on the wild side, just see where your cum lands.
It's very stressful.
Someone asked him, how did the painting turn out? He said it was very good. His mom's really taken into painting, so...
Good for her.
At least the painting was
She'll
done
probably
well.
Never be able to look at that Jesus again.
Have you guys ever been walked in on flicking the bean or...
No. Well...
Stroking the peen?
Christian and I got walked in on once after sex. It was super awkward. So, it was back in high school, right?
Yeah.
That was like senior year for you? My junior year?
Yeah, something like that.
In his bedroom at his parents' house was, like, upstairs. There's no air conditioning. It was middle of summer. It was super fucking hot out. So we had done the deed and then stayed naked, okay? And then I was like, oh, I'll give you a back massage. And then I got tired and bored with doing that, so I just, like, laid down. So he's on his stomach, mm-hmm. and I am laying on my stomach on top of him mm-hmm. on his back, and we're both naked.
That's how sex is done, right?
Yes.
If I was to be... It looked like I was pegging him. Let's just say that. All right.
That looks like it.
Like I said, butt-ass naked, not doing anything. Sex had already happened. We had maybe have forgotten that we had ordered a pizza with Christian's older brother. And
because the dick was too bomb.
Yeah. Yep.
Wipe the memory.
Yes. And I heard Christian's brother, like, coming up the stairs. I was like, oh, maybe I should, like, put a blanket on. It was so fucking hot in there. I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. And then I said, you locked the door, right? She was like, yeah, I locked the door. I was like, all right, then we're good. And Christian's brother just plowed the door down.
The he door was locked. He just, like...
Broke the lock.
He, like, moved the handle and, like, shoulder checked it and just, like, fucking popped the door open.
Walked right in. And all he could see was my pearly white butt cheeks.
On top of his pearly white butt cheeks.
Yes. Just pegging his sweet, darling little brother.
Yep. Yep. And he, like, stood there and it felt like an eternity. And we were just, like, making eye contact. And he's just like...
Wait, was the bed... Were you facing him or did you, like, turn around over your shoulder?
No, we were facing him.
Okay.
Yeah. We're facing the door. Yeah, no, that would have been super funny. But we, like, locked eyes, and it felt like forever. It was probably only, like, 5 seconds.
It was probably half a second.
It felt like forever.
It was however long it takes to process of, oh, fuck, and, like, back out of a room.
So he just says, and then he closes the door, and then it's just pure silence for, like, another half second, which, again, felt like forever. And he's like, so, are you guys gonna go get the pizza? And Christian just like, yup. It was terrible. It was so awkward. And then we went and got this pizza, brought it back out, and his brother stayed in his room for, like, way too long, like, probably dreading the fact that he had to come eat pizza with us 15 minutes after seeing my ass.
Both of your assholes stacked on top of one another.
Yeah, pretty much. It was rough. And Christian's mother found out about this story, and she thinks it's hilarious, so she brings it up to his brother, and I am so uncomfortable about it.
I don't remember this happening.
So at our wedding, we go to the bar after the wedding, and Christian's brother's a little drunk, and he brings it up, and it's just me and Christian's brother and his wife and his other sister, Christian's other sister, standing in a circle talking about the time that he walked in on us. And it was the most uncomfortable conversation I think I've ever had in my life. Like, I can tell the story and it's, like, not that big of a deal. It's funny now. But, like, actually reliving the moment with his brother was mortifying.
Is this your older brother or your oldest brother?
My middle brother.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'm just glad my brother knows I fuck.
Is that the...
More like, he thinks you're being fucked.
I'm just glad my brother knows that I'm open to sexual boundaries and I'm down to get pegged.
Is that the only time?
Yeah, I think so. There's been a couple of times where, like...
We were talking about this. Me and Luis walked on you guys naked.
Oh, my God!
When we lived with you. Because I think it was, like, 9 on a Saturday in the morning. And we were, like, wanting to go get breakfast or something.
No, I think it was at night.
We were knocking on the door to, like, ask you if you wanted to go get food. And we, like, knocked on the door and Christian goes, yeah, what's up? Or something like that, which we take as,
all right,
come on in. Because you must not have been living there for very long. Because, like, normally that would be, like, Christian's cue of, like, come on in. So we just, like, burst on in. And, yeah, it's like, you're completely under the covers.
I was, like, up to the covers, up to my chin.
Christian's just, like, sitting shirtless, you know, probably got cum all over his socks. And we're just... I don't think it clicked in either of our heads right away, and we're just like, yeah, so you guys want to go?
Hung out in there for like 10 straight minutes.
And solid whole conversation.
I think eventually I was like...
You sat on the ground and like hung out. It took forever, and I am pouring sweat. Like, I'm so sweaty. It was so hot in there, and I'm just like up to my chin in these blankets like, And I'm like elbowing Christian in the side like, get these guys the fuck out of here.
All it
would
have taken was just, hey, we're fucking naked right now. Get the fuck out.
That's as much as we talk about communication on this show, that's all it took. We're all adults. Just be like, we're naked. You gotta get out.
That was pretty wild.
There's one time it's the only time I've been walked in on. I was in college and my girlfriend lived in a dorm with her roommate, and it was my duty to lock the door, so you know, I locked the door, and we had like a 20 to 30 minute window before her roommate would get out of class where we would
showing off here,
you know, wasn't hard to hit the window. So we had like this window before her roommate had come back, so we got to doing the business. And unbeknownst to me, when she would want to talk to her neighbors that are right next to her room, she would just, like, bang on the wall, and then the neighbors would come over and, like, walk in. So, because she would know that they would bang on the wall, because the walls were pretty thin. So we're doing our business. Apparently something was banging on the wall. So the bed, I was facing the door, and mid us, you know, having a good old time, door opens up. I'm dead in eye contact with a freshman girl who I don't know who the fuck it is. And first thing that comes to mind, I just look at her. Occupied.
Oh, God.
Could I be any more occupied?
I Chandler Bing that bitch. I just, occupied. And she's like, oh. Door closes. You know.
Oh, God.
We decide.
That's
about it. We better just finish, I guess.
Let's just get it over. You know, let's just, you know, I guess
you continued?
It.
Let's just muscle through this.
I wanted to. She decided, obviously, that we shouldn't. So we get to the end, you know, get all dressed and everything. And then her roommate came back. Her roommate didn't know anything about it. Next time I go over to her dorm, you know, like freshman girls, they put like signs all over the doors. The people next to them had put like 5 signs on their door that just said like, occupied.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's so great.
And I was like, oh, that's so fucking funny.
They're just fucking making fun of you forever.
That's fine. That makes sense. What a weird
that's
thing to
so
say.
Fucking oh, that's so fucking
funny. So yeah,
there
was just like a piece of paper that said, occupied.
You know those people tell that story all the time.
I hope so. I fucking hope so.
So did you not lock the door?
So the doors in that freshman dorm were like, it's an old dorm. So it was very like, it was one of those doors where you like, you push in the knob and turn it to lock it.
That's exactly how ours was.
So it was like, I must not have pushed it the right way. And so it wasn't locked. So they opened, they just like, they knocked twice and opened. Like, it wasn't like, knock, knock, wait for a response. It was like, doo-doo, open.
That's literally how ours happened. It was like, my brother, like, trying to turn the handle and, like, knocking at the same time. Just like, bop, just straight open. It's like, oh,
yep. No. And then I don't think he did. Because the very first time it ever got brought up again with him was after our wedding. But I just feel like, didn't we have the conversation, like, we locked the door, right?
Yeah. No, there's multiple times where he's like, just kicked in that door on me, like, not in, like, compromised situations, just him being, like, a dickhead, because it's, like, doesn't fucking lock.
Because you're the baby bro.
Just has to fucking give me a fucking knuckle sandwich, and he's like, I'm not hungry. And then he's like, how about a Hertz donut? Please, no.
You wouldn't get it, Erica.
I do get it, because I was the one
you were the
dishing
giver,
those out.
Not the recipient.
You will
bunch
never
of piss
understand.
Babies.
Oh, yeah. I'm the epitome of a piss baby.
You're just fucking. You're the biggest piss baby I've ever met.
You could stand to lose a few pounds. You're a piss baby.
No.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Cool.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, and welcome back to the Piss Babies. We're changing our podcast. So I think we're going back into the circle, Jerge.
Just gonna Jerge each other off.
And we're committing to the circle, Jerge. Irma Gerd, it's a circle, Jerge. Remember that terrible meme from 2013? Irma Gerd Kern? No, it was Irma Gerd Burks, right?
Yeah.
Ugh, what a bad meme. I looked up a little would you rather for elementary school people. So it's a little
couple of piss babies.
Little piss babies getting asked would you rather. So they're pretty tame. For I guess it says grades 2nd through 9th. So piss babies up to
would you shitheads. Eat your mom's ass or have your dad eat your ass?
Oh, that's a good one. Holy shit.
None of the above.
That's meant for second graders, right?
Are you trying to eat a second grader's ass?
I'm not.
Call me daddy.
Ew.
I don't want to answer it.
I don't want to answer it.
It's like
I would have whichever one I said to eat my ass is I would have them eat my ass.
Rather than eating one of your parents' ass?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all fools for not taking that answer. Oh, you're going to be a good son and eat your mom's ass?
Jesus.
My mom's done a lot for me, alright? It's the least I could do.
I just, how long does it, does
climax. Eating at...
So you have to climax.
Oh no, I was thinking they had a climax. Unless from they're eating your ass, then you have to climax.
Right.
Yeah.
That's insane.
You ever had your ass eaten before? It doesn't take that long.
Not by a parent. Not by a parent or...
Jesus Christ. Oh my god. I don't want to be a part of this conversation.
Why, you little piss baby? Don't want to eat ass?
God damn it.
What an insane premise.
Okay. Can we do one for an elementary school?
Yeah, would you rather eat an apple or an orange? I don't fucking know, man. Nothing's really the same when it comes to eating your mom's asshole.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
That is easy. I would eat an orange.
I would also prefer an orange.
Oh, apples are so much better than oranges.
You know what? That's a good point. Apples, you don't even have to peel. You just take a fucking bite right out of it.
Yeah,
oranges have too much work.
There's something about, like, all the work you put into it just makes it that much tastier.
Just have fucking sticky hands afterwards.
That Erica, that's a very... Putting in the work and sticky hands, good point. I'd eat my mom's ass.
Oh, God!
Jesus Christ. Would you rather be given $1,000 or charity of your choice be given $10,000? Wow. This one's easy for me.
Oh, because you're a good person?
$1,000 isn't that much.
Neither is $10,000 to a charity. But that's... charity is me. I'm going to start a GoFundMe for
the George Costanza.
The cool stuff I want.
Like, $1,000 isn't... I mean, like, $10,000 can get, like, an animal rescue shelter place. Like,
do I get to use it as a tax write-off?
Ooh. No, but you do have to eat your mom's ass.
Oh, you know what? I'm on board. Erica, what do you think?
I would go with the charity, I think.
You're all fucking liars.
Nah.
I'll let you know I'm a scumbag. I would take it. I would take the money.
Like you said, $1,000 is not a whole lot, but like...
Yeah. Unless it's I can write it off on my taxes. I donated $10,000 to charity. That probably puts me down a tax bracket. I'll fucking do it.
I don't know how that shit works.
Do I get a boast about me making that big of a donation? Or is it like an anonymous donation?
I think it's anonymous.
Nah, I wouldn't do it.
All right. I would do it.
You guys are
fucking... What charity would you donate to?
What charity would I donate to? Probably the Proud Boys or the Ku Klux Klan.
I was gonna give you a serious answer, but
let's hear it.
I would probably donate to Be the Match.
The Piss Boys Foundation.
Be the Match. What does a donation to Be the Match do? Is it for like helping patients be connected with, so like getting more people to be tested for bone marrow like compatibility?
Not necessarily. There's two different, like, you can donate to Be the Match, like, the company that, like, promotes bone marrow donation and, like, tries to get people set up and, like, does, like, the funding for the campus chapters for, like, Be the Match. But there's the Be the Match Foundation, which if you donate to that, then you're...
That's, like, actually covering surgeries.
Yeah, because a patient, like, when you're donating your bone marrow, there's no cost to you.
Right.
So the Be the Match Foundation covers that cost for you.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on like what the situation is for the person receiving the donation, if they're in like financial hardships or whatever, Be the Match Foundation can help cover them as well.
That makes sense. I mean, I didn't make a fucking dime when I donated.
You're not supposed to make money off of it. I'm pretty upset about it.
Like, I didn't get a... I got a fucking travel bag.
It's a nice bag, first of all.
It is a nice bag.
I'm pretty upset.
And second of all, you saved someone's life.
Maybe.
I'm upset that I didn't get to donate because the dude fucking croaked on me. I could have been a hero and then fucking that old fart fucking died on me.
I am a little... Because I donated to... They told me it was, like, a 13-year-old kid, but they wouldn't tell me where or, like, anything about it.
Yeah, they're
the
super private about it.
But they said, like, if they want to contact you, then they'll, like, send you a thing, and then if you accept, then you can contact them. And I never got, like, a thing asking to contact
me. That ungrateful little like, shit.
Yeah, I was a little, like, offended. I was a little offended. Obviously, like, I don't really care, because I think... Because I donated bone marrow, had, like, the surgery. They took, I think they had five, like, spots where they put the needle into my hip in the back. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 4 or 5 months later, I had to go back in and do a plasma donation.
Peripheral blood stem
cell. Which was way worse than the original donation.
I believe that.
Horrible. I was, like, I think part of the reason why it was so bad for me was because they're supposed to pump out of one arm and then put your, they take out what they need, they centrifuge your blood, and then they're supposed to put the other stuff back. But when it's coming back into your arm, it's freezing cold, which it's probably only dropped by a few degrees, but it feels freezing cold because your body is so regulated. And when they do that, they use whatever solution they use to put it back in, the saline solution, it binds to all the calcium in your body. So while you're doing that, you have to be on a calcium IV drip. But the calcium IV drip wasn't working. Like, my body wasn't taking it. So when you don't have calcium in your body, you just feel freezing cold. Like, all of your extremities lose your body heat, and it goes into your core because your body thinks it's dying. So normally they try to put it all in one arm so that way you can use your other arm. Didn't work for me. So I had both arms, which means I can't move.
Mm-hmm. For hours.
They told me originally it should only take like 45 minutes. I was there for 3 hours. Couldn't move. My glasses kept sliding down my face. So I had to have my mom like push my glasses back up my face.
I had to have my mom eat my ass.
So here I am in stirrups, having my mom. Yeah, so I couldn't move, freezing cold. And like I felt like death. Like I was just so not... it was the worst experience of my life. And then I was eating Tums, like, by the fucking handful, because it's just pure calcium supplements, which is what all Tums are. Wasn't helping, and I hate Tums. Tums are the most disgusting thing in the world.
Agreed.
That finally got done. Like, the lady was on the nurse or whoever it was on the phone with the manufacturer of the machine, because the machine was malfunctioning. That's why it was taking so long. And she was on the phone for, like, 2 hours. Eventually, they finally got it to work. And this was right after, this was in Rosemont, and this was literally the day after there was a story where in the hotel where I was supposed to stay, there was a lady who was like young, 20-ish.
Found in that ice machine or
whatever. She walked down into the freezer and died, and people thought it was a murder, or I don't know what happened, but there was, you know, whether it was a murder or if she did just randomly wander down there. But I was supposed to stay in that hotel, but they moved me across the street, and the place I was donating was across the street from that hotel. So all of that was happening, and it was on the TV, but I don't even remember watching the stories because I was just so out of it. Yeah. And then, yeah, like, I got, once they finally got done, it took, like, 5 minutes, and I was, like, boom, like, right back to normal. That's so weird. Like, feel the warmth. And, like, life coming back into my body. And they were like, okay, like, be careful standing up. And I was like, I've donated blood plenty of times, and they always say like, oh, be careful, but I'm like a heavier guy, so it never really affected me. And I was like, oh, I'll be fine. I go to stand up and I fell right back down to the bed. I was like, oh no. Yeah, I was like dying for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like the kid never, hopefully he made it, obviously he or she made it, but
it is pretty crazy that like, what are the odds of getting a match?
Oh, it's real slim.
And the fact that you and me both match with somebody?
Well, the fact that, like, I ran our campus chapter to get people to sign up to donate bone marrow, and then two people in my household at the time were a match. That's just wild to me. That's just wild.
I got a call, because I'd been signed up since my freshman year of college, and I got a call the year after I had graduated originally, and they had left me a voicemail, and they just said, like, oh, this is Riley from Be The Match, like,
give us a call back,
and I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, they're probably just trying to update information. And then they called my mom, because I had them as my, like, backup
information. That's exactly what happened to me.
And my mom's like, you need to call them back. They said somebody was dying, and you need to donate. And I was like, what? And then I had to do the whole questionnaire, and I had to donate blood a few times. And
the questionnaire was long, too. I remember them, like, telling me, I called back the one time, and I, like, did it on, like, a lunch break. Like, oh, you're going to need, like, 45 minutes. I'm like, well, fuck, I guess I'll call you back later.
I think I took that same questionnaire four times. Like, once online and then, like, two or three times over the phone with the guy. Because he had to, like, verify, like, have you done drugs in the past year? Have you used a needle in the past year? Nope. Nope. Have you gotten a tattoo? No.
Very interesting, though. I'm very proud that you did that.
Yeah, that's what people always say. Like, my mom's like, oh, I'm so proud of you.
It's, you're
like,
such a hero.
I would have been such a dick if I didn't do that. Like, it's not like it's not like I'm brave or a hero for doing it. That's how I see it. It's like, if I would have gotten that phone call, because the entire time they say, like, if you want to back out at any point,
you can.
There's no repercussions for you backing out. Even the day when you're in the hospital for surgery, you can back out, no cost to you. And it's like, yeah, but I'd be such an asshole if I backed out.
Yeah. Like, just, this person's dying.
What, because I'm scared that I'm going to go into surgery and this kid's like, they go on extensive chemotherapy for like 2 weeks and they don't have any immune system. And it's like, nah, never mind.
Yep, it's pretty wild. And that was like our biggest tactic in trying to recruit people is, you know, because there's the two different donations. You can donate actual bone marrow, and then there's the plasma that you donate. And it's like, if you're actually called to donate bone marrow, because everybody's so scared of like getting a needle shoved into their hip or whatever and miss about that, whatever. But the chances of you getting the call to donate actual bone marrow are very slim. It's mostly you're called to donate plasma. But if you get called to donate bone marrow, the chances are that the person you're going to save is a child. And that's like, why would you not save a child's life?
Yeah.
It's wild.
He's a little piss boy.
He's a little piss baby.
I will say, everything that they told me leading up to the surgery was like, this is the worst pain you will ever feel. Like, they
really?
They told me, like, from people's accounts, like, people who have been through pregnancy, like, without drugs, said that this was way more pain than pregnancy.
Didn't they put you out?
Well, the recovery process.
Oh, okay.
Because they literally put holes in your...
drill out your
hip. In your hip, yeah. I had five holes in my hip. And I was like, you know, again, it was like sort of like, oh, I mean, it's better than dying of...
leukemia, sickle cell anemia.
What did he have? He had lymphoblast something leukemia. Yeah, I was like, okay, whatever. And then I woke up out of surgery, and they had me, you know, obviously after surgery, they put you on painkillers. What's the drip? What's the liquid? Yeah, they had me on a morphine drip. And I was like, oh, I was expecting it to be like, oh, I feel like I'm dying. I feel like my hip's been shattered. And I was just like, oh, no, like, I feel okay. Like, it feels uncomfortable. Like, it felt weird to move. And the nurse kept asking me, like, you want more morphine? And I was like, no. She's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. And she's like, everybody wants more morphine. And I was like, no. Like, I'm fine. Like, it's uncomfortable, but I don't need more morphine. They moved me out of post-op or whatever into a normal room. And, in there, they kept trying to give me more morphine. I was like, no, like, I just want to go home now. Like, and I started to develop a fever after I got out. I was waiting there for like 3 hours. I remember because after surgery, I had a 2 hour cooldown where I had a liquid diet, and they didn't tell me that includes Jell-O. I was so hungry because I fasted for 24 hours before the surgery. I was so hungry, and I was like just drinking ice water. I was like, oh, I just can't wait. So like an hour before I was supposed to get off my liquid diet, I was like, can I put an order into the kitchen for solid food? That way it's here when the clock turns 3:15 or whatever it was, so I can eat food. And the nurse was like, oh, I don't know if we can do that, but we'll figure it out. So we called down, we put in the order, And we're like, we need this delivered to 3:15. 3:15 rolls around, nothing comes. 3:30, 3:45. It's an hour afterwards, and they still hadn't gotten my order. So we called again, and we're like, hey, trying to get this food. And like, meanwhile, I'm like developing a fever. I had a fever of like 102 or something like that.
Oof.
And I was just so hungry. And I was like chugging ice water, but I was just so fucking hungry. And eventually, like, oh no, like, we didn't get orders that you came off of your liquid diet. I'm like, it's been an hour afterwards. Like, just get me a burger. I just wanted a burger. Shitty hospital food. Eventually, they got it up to me. Immediately ate it. But my fever's like 102. And I had like 5 blankets on me because I was so cold from the fever. And the nurse was like, yeah, we can't discharge you until you get this fever broken because you could have a infection from the surgery. Now, I don't know if I convinced this nurse or if she was just like empathetic, probably just empathetic. But I was like, maybe my temperature is reading so high because I have 5 blankets on me. I'm sure I'm fine. And she's like, yeah, yes,
that sounds right.
You can go home. And so we called for a wheelchair because at one point I went up to go to the bathroom and I couldn't walk because of the holes in my hips. Yeah. And the hips, they don't lie. And they were telling me I ain't walking very well. So I like hobbled over to the bathroom.
I accidentally shit myself.
Dick didn't work.
Looked like a pissed baby.
Yeah, went to the bathroom. It was fine. Hobbled back over, laid down. That's when I first felt pain, where I was like, oh, no, this hurts. Not as bad, not the worst pain I've ever felt in my life, but I was like, this hurts. And then, yeah, they finally discharged me and we called for a wheelchair and they're like, okay, it's going to take 45 minutes to get a wheelchair here. And I was like,
guess I'm just walking.
Yeah, I'll just walk out, I guess. So I like hobbled out, you know, barely moving, got out, got into the car, went to Portillo's, got a badass meal from Portillo's, scarfed it all down.
Someone's not mad about going to Portillo's.
I like Portillo's now. It was already discussed.
And then, yeah, it was when I was living with, it was me, Christian, and Luis. And I think the surgery was on a Friday, if I remember correctly. It was on a Friday or a Thursday. I think it was on a Friday morning. And so I got back Friday night, went to bed, and I had fever sweats the entire night. I've never felt worse in my life. Mm. I thought I was going to die. I was just so scared for my life. I called my mom at like 2 a.m, like crying, like, you need to take me to the hospital. And she's like, you'll be fine. Which is weird because my mom is normally overreactive to the 10th degree. Woke up in the morning and it was fine. I had to walk down backwards down the stairs for the next like week. Because it hurt so much to walk normally. I couldn't bend over. The worst part was bending over to tie my shoes. But other than that, it was pretty normal. I just laid on the couch and played video games all day. And, yeah. The worst part was, again, like 6 months later when I had to go do that other donation.
Yeah. But I'm so glad you did it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, I'm sure that kid with leukemia had it way worse than I did. Like, I went through, like, 3 days of suffering, and he went through a whole life of suffering.
Yeah.
What would you donate
$10,000? I'm here to laugh, boys.
What would you donate $10,000 to?
I don't know. I'm not nice like you guys. I don't just have a charity on hand. I don't.
I mean, you can pick Be the Match if you want.
I wouldn't pick Be the Match. I would. I think, like I said, I would donate to the GoFundMe of Buy Christian Cool Shit.
I would probably do. I'd probably do, like, a battered woman shelter.
I would have imagined you picking, like, an animal shelter.
I would, but I don't like any of the ones around us.
That's fair.
So.
You could pick any animal shelter you want.
Yeah. Animal shelters are, like, one of those ones, though, that get a lot of donations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's easy to get people feeling bad for.
Yeah. So I'd probably pick.
To videotape a dog looking up, like,
giving up puppy
through
eyes.
Its brows at you.
So I'd probably do, like, battered woman shelter. You guys got any battered woman shelter stories?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't have any good. I'm just a piece of shit. Thanks for making me realize this, guys. Because I don't have a single. Just, like, this is what I would donate to.
Black Lives Matter.
I would use.
Bail funds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, all those things. Like, right now, that's exactly what I would donate to.
I can finish off with a real quick one.
A quick hot take?
A real quick Reddit post. Doesn't need much discussion. Just a fun little trip down a judgy lane. very relatable in this household. Well, the current members of this household. Title, spending hours in the bathroom?
I gotta leave, guys.
Long story short, I, female, 23, live with my ex, male, 26. Oof. For the entirety of our relationship, romantic and non-romantic, he has spent hours in the bathroom at a time. Not just an hour. I mean like 4 hours or 2-3-4 hour sessions in a day.
What?
It had gotten to the point where I had to pee in cups in the kitchen because he was in there so long.
Huh?
Is he falling asleep on the toilet?
Is he dying?
Sometimes we end up eating dinner hours later than planned because he's in the bathroom. He even delayed Christmas morning with my family for 3 hours because he was in the bathroom. My dad has stomach issues and says that this is the most odd thing he's ever heard of. It's so strange, and I'm trying to get some ideas as to why it happens. I get that people can spend an hour in there, but 3? He has never been upfront about what he does in there. I know it's not porn, because that's never been his kind of thing. If it ultimately is cool, but still.
3 hours?
He mentioned stomach issues, but will not go to the doctor because it's not a big deal to him. It can't be wearing my makeup or anything, because my makeup is in a different room. It just seems pretty inconsiderate. Have y'all ever heard anything like this? What do y'all think this is?
If he's truly going to the bathroom, that man needs to seek medical attention.
Yeah, how is his, like, asshole just not falling out of his body at that point?
Maybe that's the problem. His asshole's fallen out, and he's trying to spend 2 hours shoving it back into place.
Also, I'm pretty caught off guard by her being like, 3 hours, that's ridiculous, but an hour? All right.
Even an hour, that's way too long.
That's so long.
Yeah, to be like, yeah, I've had to pee in cups. Like, no, you need to kick that guy out. Like, if it ever gets to the point where I have to pee in a fucking cup, that dude's out.
Yeah.
Especially because they're exes.
Especially because they're exes. People living with their exes makes me so uncomfortable. What are you still doing there?
I get, like, sometimes the situations are bad, but there's got to be something you can figure out.
A lot of the comments were like this top comment. My ex used to lock himself in the bathroom to do heroin, so that's an option.
Oh, some people Jesus. Think
maybe it's like severe drug use, yeah, where he's going possible. In there, passing out from drug use, and then.
But that's like the only answer. Like, to be in there for 3 to 4 hours, it's like you have to be falling
passed
asleep.
Passed out, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's wild. That's wild.
So, yeah, Christian's goals. Bathroom breaks aren't that bad, are they?
I will gladly take Christian's 18 trips a day that are only 10 minutes over any 4 hour.
That's all I ever wanted to hear, baby.
Was this an elaborate prank? An elaborate trick into getting me to accept his bathroom habits?
Would you rather take 18 10-minute breaks or one 180-minute bathroom break?
The 10.
I would rather take the 10-minute breaks.
That's kind of fun. Would you rather go to the bathroom once every hour for every day? Like, every day you have to go to the bathroom once an hour. So that means you have to wake up in the middle of the night once an hour and go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Or go to the bathroom once a day, but you're in there for an hour and a half. 2 hours? How long would it have to be before you choose the other one? I think spending 2 hours straight would be pretty bad.
2 hours straight would be pretty rough.
So once you have to go at least once an hour, every single hour of the day.
No.
Or spend 2 hours.
I'd spend the 2 hours.
Well, we've already talked about I can fall asleep pretty quick, and going once every hour is pretty normal for me anyway, so.
I would either wake up 2 hours early and get my 2 hours done first thing in the morning.
Oh, you don't get to choose. It chooses you.
No.
It's like a normal poop.
When nature calls.
It's bad news. I don't like that.
You're in the bathroom for 2 hours at work. People start to notice.
That would be a big people notice.
Except it's like 4:30 and you're like about to leave and it's like, gotta sit at work for 2 hours.
Oof.
And imagine if it's just like 2 hours of like labor, like just giving birth to this massive... just massive shit, and it's just the whole time just you're just breaking your nails, grabbing onto anything you can, just
Jesus,
sweating all 2 hours. It's always gonna be a naked shit. You always have to get down to being naked. You've never had one of those shits. You're looking at me like you've never taken a shit like that.
A naked shit.
You've experienced
I've
this.
I've experienced it.
You've never experienced this? Wow.
No.
Someone's got healthy bowel movements. And sometimes it's not even like about the shit. It's just like the bathroom's like stuffy. And it's like
hot in there.
It's like I'm dying in here. You start with taking your shirt off, and then it's like all of a sudden it's like, fuck. My knee pits are sweating. It's like, I gotta get naked. I gotta get all the way down.
Why is the end of our podcast always turning into like, we gotta talk about Christian's bowel movements?
This is.
Comedy gold, baby.
This is where, to be fair, they're very interesting.
This is where the podcast is going to go, no matter what. I thought it would take more than 5 episodes, but here we are.
Well,
write in if you've ever had to take a naked shit because you just get it's just too stuffy in there.
I mean, I've gone to the bathroom naked. Not like
that's wild. That's way weirder. You went into the bathroom naked and then took a shit.
No, like pre-shower.
That's not weird.
Right, that's normal.
That's normal.
Yeah, that's... Well, okay, pre-shower.
Yeah, that's... You were on the verge of disagreeing.
This was before I knew there was a shower afterwards. I thought this was like, I wake up and I am naked. Like, some people sleep naked. Like, I wake up and just go take a shit. It's like, that's weird to me.
That's not weird either.
Mm-mm. You guys, what?
How is that weird?
Well, one, I don't like walking through my house naked. Boxers is fine, but being completely naked walking through my house, it's weird.
Why? It's your house.
Yeah. Well, what windows are open? What people see?
Good. What I walk through my house naked all the time.
I don't want people to see my tiny little ding-dong. Especially if I'm about to take a shit. All motor functions are sent to sphincter.
What?
Christian ever told you about his sphincter?
Yeah, he helped me come up.
Yeah, we came up with the sphincter.
We workshopped the name.
It's like your body knows how near the nearest familiar toilet is.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're driving home and you need to go to the bathroom.
The closer you get,
the more you need to go. To a point, it never ends with you getting to the toilet and then spending a few seconds to figure out, like, oh, now I'm going. It's like, I gotta get my dick out right now or else I'm gonna piss my pants.
Yeah. It's a real thing.
I agree with you.
And Josh is right. At first I thought it was like just your toilet. It's like familiar toilet. So it's like when I go visit my parents, as soon as I get there, it's like, oh, I got a shit coming on. It's like, how does my body remember this? It's been 7 years since I've lived here.
Yep. I love it though when he's like, oh, I got a shit and sphincter's going off. And we're in the car. I slyly turn on the heated seats. I'm just waiting for the day he shits his pants. But it's my car, though, so then I'm going to have to deal with shit pants in my car. That'd be bad.
I wouldn't help clean it either. It's your fault.
That honestly might be worth it. Oh, it'd be so funny.
I'd be so traumatized. I still feel like, how have you not taken... How have you never had to get naked taking a shit? This has got to be a common
thing. Why do you need to get
you get hot.
You just I'm gotta, already like, be able to hot. Spread the fuck out like
I'm already getting hot talking about it. I'm about to take a naked shit right here.
I mean, I've gotten shower sweats.
That's pretty close.
I've gotten meat sweats.
That's still pretty close. Now just imagine being in like a stuffy bathroom.
You're working up a sweat, trying to push one out.
Yeah.
Well.
Not an experience I'm familiar with.
It'll happen one day.
It doesn't sound like it's going to happen for him ever. If it hasn't happened in 25 years.
You never know.
I think that's enough for this one, boys.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's wrap her up.
Okay, bye.
Well, hold on.
Oh.
Joshua.
Erica, you do the sign off this time.
But I always end it with, like, and it's the same for Instagram.
Right.
Like,
I want to say that now.
No, that's my thing. Christian says, are we doing that's titles?
That's the same for me.
No. You guys.
What he said.
All right. Well, if you want to, send us an email at judgiespod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Christian, take it away.
And follow us on Twitter at judgiespod. That's JUDGIES. Pod.
And we also have an Instagram account run by the incomparable Rick Kleckner. The title of the name of the Instagram account is Judgies Pod. JUDGIESPOD.
Can you believe this motherfucker?
What?
Can you believe this motherfucker? Showing me up, trying to take over my thing.
Huh?
Fine, you want it? It's yours. Fine, go ahead, take it. It's yours. You can have Instagram, it's fine.
I can have all of Instagram?
All of Instagram. I'm gifting it to you.
I'll pass. I've never posted something on Instagram. Does that make me unique?
You're not like other girls.
I'm not like other guys. I don't even post on Instagram.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.